You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. This is a quote that's usually attributed to the famous hockey player Wayne Gretzky. He probably did say it at the end of the day, maybe somebody else did. It doesn't really matter. I don't think quote origin really matters. What matters is the substance behind the quote. And he's right. It's a simple, to the point observation that if you never try, you never make an attempt, nothing's going to happen. Of course, he's talking about the context of hockey, right? But it literally applies to everything. If you make no effort whatsoever, and you want something to happen, that's the key point, then nothing will happen. Now, this seems painfully obvious to most people to think about it, but for a long time now, I have encountered repeated misunderstandings of the message I'm trying to get across here, repeated misunderstandings of what I'm trying to convey. So a lot of people, it seems, people who regularly watch my content, think that my primary message is to just give up and rot and never try, which couldn't be further from the truth. It's a little bit bizarre that people think that. Or on the other hand, it's not very bizarre. When you think about the mainstream perspective on the various pills, if you will, or shall we say alternative perspectives of the world, we know a lot of people will typically say that the BP and its contents are basically telling you to just lie down and rot and never do anything. Now, I think this is an intentional and gross misinterpretation of the contents of the BP, and I also think it is just inaccurate, flat out inaccurate. Now, I can't speak for other people who talk about these issues. I'm not in their heads, and I'm not them. But I can tell you what I think. I think that the purpose of what I'm trying to do when I'm talking about all this, which is basically deconditioning. Ultimately, this channel is about deconditioning a lot of the conventional beliefs that have been foisted upon you just because they're convention, just because they're thought to be good for you, and helping you realize there's a little bit more going on behind the curtains than meets the eye, or you're told. Because oftentimes you're told certain things for your own good. Now, I'm one of the few people out there, I think, that doesn't think universally deconditioning, i.e. pilling people, is necessarily a good thing. I think there's some people for whom their psychology will simply not allow a smooth transition, or any transition at all, and that any sort of pilling process is ultimately very destructive. And this, of course, is codified in the term better off belief. You're better off just to believe the hokey delusions than to realize what the ultimate truth and the ultimate reality behind you is. But if you're that type of person, well, this probably isn't the right channel for you. And if you're that type of person, you're not going to understand much of the content on this channel either. Ideally, this channel is for people who have, for a variety of reasons, whether by accident, life circumstance, or just the fact that they just came across these views, who understand that there's a lot more going on to all this than meets the eye. So I've never said, don't try, don't make an effort. You should try, but you should learn from your attempts. A big part of the theme when I talk about, say, hard work versus efficacy and results is another lie we're often told. It is simply not true that, by and large, people care about hard work. They care about results and efficiency. When they say, however, well, hard work can teach you character, hard work can teach you valuable lessons, that is the consolation prize when your efforts amount to naught. Because guess what? Working hard and then achieving something also teaches you lessons. But the lesson is not the important aspect here. The important aspect here is whether you got the results or not. Now, effort can be important, but you need to learn how to channel your efforts. If you're doing something, repeatedly messing it up, and it's not leading anywhere, then anyone in his right mind would then say you need to reconsider your methods and your approach. And I think that's just common sense, right? However, there are many people out there, many men specifically, that have tried various things to achieve various goals. They've tried more than one method and approach. They've tried maybe 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe a dozen. And they just stumble upon failure. And the harsh reality is that not everyone is cut out to do everything. And me pointing that out and saying that is not meant to demotivate or meant to take away from people making an effort. It's meant to make people think more intelligently about the choices they're making and the methods that they're applying. So, for example, if you try to lose weight for a long period of time simply by counting calories and having 6 meals a day and it hasn't worked, you might want to try a different method. For example, intermittent fasting. Now, I don't think intermittent fasting is special beyond being a tool to achieve an end. I don't think it brings special benefits. There's no evidence to suggest that, having looked into studies, etc., etc. But a lot of people seem to work more efficiently and are able to function better when they have a timed meal restriction. Say they can only eat things within a 6-hour window. Okay. And then they just stop. That's an example of somebody saying, well, look, this other method didn't work. I'll try a different one. But ultimately, we need to be honest that there are methods that will work for no one, because some people are just not conceived as such for doing certain things. And a big part of this channel is meant to put an end to the gaslighting that has been inflicted upon broad swaths of society, and specifically men. Men have been told many, many things. So have women, by the way. Women have been gaslit, too. As I've said before, there's a litany of fairy tales that have been fed to women as well. But specifically, men have been told all kinds of nonsense. And through no fault of their own, they will sometimes pursue this nonsense, or they will try to pursue goals within the framework of said nonsense. And that's the problem. For example, very classic one, very simple one, lookism. Your looks really do determine so much in your life. Not everything, but a whole lot, right? If you listen to people out there, you listen to the common wisdom, the common conventional apologia, they'll say, no, what counts is what's on the inside, or your efforts, or your personality. At best, they'll say your looks count for very, very little. It'll just get your foot in the door, something like that. By the way, even granting that, let's say looks only got your foot into the door and nothing else. That's huge. If looks get your foot into the door on a wide variety of fronts, from relationships to work to other things, I'd say that's a lot. But obviously, it's a lot more than that. Looks do a lot more than just getting your foot into the door. They can be highly deterministic of life outcomes, as I explained in the recent Path of Least Resistance video, because, yeah, they do a lot more work than just get your foot in the door. But that's besides the point. Becoming aware of these things in an ideal situation will help you navigate the world in accordance with how the world actually is, in the manner that will help you as an individual. Because we're all different. We all have different limitations. Some have way more than others. Some have very few limitations. But regardless of how you are as an individual, we all are occupying the same reality. That reality is pretty simple if you break it down to its constituent parts. And that's ultimately what I'm doing here. This is not meant to discourage people to do nothing. It's meant to break through the delusions, illusions, and the lies that simply don't track onto reality. Whether it be lookism, whether it be the actual nature of intersexual relationships between men and women, whether it be the realities of hard work, or the hokiest of them all, the belief in free will, many of these things, perhaps all of them, are used to fuel the mind with delusion and to fuel the mind with things that are ultimately destructive to people even making progress. Because let's say you're in a situation such as the following. You're short, you're 5'5", you're not very attractive. A lot of things are going to be locked away from you in life. But if you were to accept the hokey wisdom, as it were, the folk wisdom, and the general consensus of society, that doesn't actually matter. What matters is just your efforts, or the work you put in, or whether or not you're wearing a plaid button-down shirt, or a pair of nice shoes, or that you should work on your personality. There's another one, right? We know personality is fairly immutable because it has such a heavy genetic component. Your personality is not something you can change at the flip of a switch. If any changes are possible, it requires decades of reverse engineering. Because never mind all the harmful environmental stuff that goes into it when you're a child. So, If you're that guy, what are you supposed to do? In that case, you're better off knowing the reality. Because whatever joy you might be able to extract from life, whatever opportunities present themselves to you, you need to be able to apprehend these things within the context of your own limitations. And if you're 5'5" and not very attractive as a man, you have a lot of limitations. It's just a fact. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try. It doesn't mean you should do nothing. It means you should take the shot, as it were, to go back to the hockey analogy, within the context of awareness, rather than blindly believing in and trusting in what are effectively societal memes that have been propagated for decades, if not centuries, simply to keep you in a state of ignorance. That's the point. The point is deconditioning. Because for most of us, that's the only way we'll ever be able to achieve anything. Not by following hokey folk wisdom and mythology, but by dissecting things and understanding what's possible and what's not, and then working within the framework of what's possible to actually achieve things we want to achieve. It has nothing to do with giving up, rotting, and not trying. So there you go. That is the point of all the things I'm saying at the end of the day. But in any event, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon and my generous donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel simply could not exist. Thank you so much. And if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, sharing the video, leaving a comment, subbing, if you're not going to sub, be much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until then, may the gods truly watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.